Nancy Joy is the horn professor here at New Mexico State University and the leader of the Corno Crew, the New Mexico State University Horn Choir. I'm joined by Nancy Joy in our studios and Victor Valenzuela, NMSU graduate and now horn player with the Tucson Symphony. Welcome to you both.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon.
Hi, Cruises.
Victor just drove in 5 minutes ago and we walked up here. I said, let's go.
Great. Well, welcome. I'm delighted to have you both here. So tonight, there's a horn studio choir concert. Tell us about it.
Yeah, the Corno Crew concert. It's our annual spring concert. And we're doing this one is a little bit different because we're very fortunate that Dr. Hutchison, who was my former teacher when I came here in 1981, and our department chair, our former department chair.
Dr. Warner Hutchison. Dr. Warner Hutchison. Composer in residence for many years here as well.
Professor Emeritus. He's coming down from Albuquerque, and we're honoring him tonight, and we're doing some of his pieces. Victor was also a student of his while he went to school for his undergraduate here at New Mexico State. And so it's like a family reunion. We have people coming in from all over, and it's going to be a celebratory time.
Let's just talk for a minute about Warner Hutchison, because this is a benefit for a scholarship in his name.
Yes. About 4 years ago, I planted the seed money for the Warner Hutchison Endowed Horn Scholarship, and through the help of my family and friends, Dr. Clark, Missy Valley Concert Band, Dr. Fred Bugby, we've raised over $6,000. So we've got about four more to go before it's completely endowed and we can start using that money. And so we've got a real push to make it happen.
And the idea is it will be a scholarship for a student playing who's studying horn?
Yes, a horn major studying at New Mexico State. Yes, we'd like to get it completely endowed tonight so we can start using the interest next fall for a horn student.
Now let's talk about the Corno Crew.
Yes, our motley crew. It's a wonderful group of students, and there's 10 in the ensemble this year, and we're actually featuring Victor on two pieces. He's going to be featured on Oblivion by Piazzolla, and we're also featuring him on a piece called Lights by Mark Schultz, and it was written for solo horn, horn choir, and piano. And it's all based on This Little Light of Mine, I'm Gonna Let It Shine. Mm. And we're inviting horn players from the middle schools, high schools, the community, Missy Valley Concert Band, New Horizons Band, New Horizons Orchestra.
Tucson Symphony.
The Tucson Symphony.
Well, yeah, well, you're our soloist, though. And some of the local celebrities from El Paso Symphony and Las Cruces Symphony.
So how many horn players will be? Your core horn choir has 10.
10.
But how many will be involved tonight?
To be determined. I'm just waiting until 6 o'clock to see how many are there, because we're doing a dress rehearsal at 6 o'clock, and that's our finale and our grand finale. We're having everybody, and actually, we are having some of our brass techniques class students that love the horn, that don't play the horn, they're joining us. So it is going to be a really, really cool event.
This is at 7 o'clock tonight.
7:30.
7:30 tonight.
7:30 concert. And at 8:30, there will be a reception in the band hall because we have Victor here. We have Dr. Hutchison. And bonus for everyone, I don't know if you remember a person named Ginger Turner. She was going to school here in the mid-80s. And she graduated from here, went to ASU, got her master's and all but dissertation on her doctorate. Then she won a job in the United States Army Field Band. And she just happens to be in town. So she's coming to the concert also. So like I said, it's a huge family reunion for a lot of us. A lot of the former faculty that worked with Dr. Hutchison are going to be in attendance. And so I'm really looking forward to tonight. It's going to be wonderful.
I'm speaking with Nancy Joy, horn professor here, about tonight's horn concert at the Atkinson Recital Hall. Victor Valenzuela, when did you study at New Mexico State?
Well, I took the extended plan. So I started in 1982 and I graduated in 1988. And, you know, they were some of the best years of my life as I look back at it now. And
it doesn't always feel like that when you're in them.
It doesn't always feel that way when you're in it. Now that I'm playing, I'm like, boy, do I really miss. But, you know, I'm from the Southwest. My wife is from Deming, and a lot of her family is there. And we still get back here so often, but somehow we can never make the extra 45 minutes to Las Cruces. So for me, it's just really great to be up here. Dr. Hutchison has actually a big affiliation with my family, because my father, who is a band director from the Southwest of New Mexico, was inducted into the New Mexico Educators Hall of Fame the same time Dr. Hutchison was. And I just found out that Dr. Hutchison and my father were at North Texas State University together at the same time. Wow. Then he ends up being my teacher. He had a lot to do with my... So, I mean, this is, it's really, when Nancy says it's a big family thing, it really is deeper than you can think. It's one of those Kentucky-Tennessee things.
And how long have you been playing in the Tucson Symphony?
I've been with the Tucson Symphony since January of 1990.
Okay, so not playing. Long after you graduated from here.
Correct. I left here, went to Northwestern, got my job right out of Northwestern with the Tucson Symphony, and I haven't left. I've played with a lot of orchestras in the area, a lot of orchestras in the nation, actually, and with the National Symphony of Mexico. I've played with a lot of different orchestras. So, but you know, my heart is here. I just love being here. On the walk over here, we were just reminiscing about so many things. It's just a great time to be here right now.
It was perfect timing, NMSU, because as we were walking up, we heard the Aggie Fight song
exactly.
played by the Pride Band at 12 o'clock, and Victor couldn't, his eyes were so big. He was like,
oh my gosh, isn't that supposed to be ding, ding?
So thank you, NMSU. That was awesome. That was a nice little welcome home, Victor.
Yeah, it was great.
Because he was in the Pride Band for so many years also. Uh-huh.
Like I said, I was on the extended plan. And a part of my scholarship was being in the Pride Band. Those were great years. And I just it's just really great to be here. Really fantastic.
Now, I let's just talk a little bit about playing horn in an orchestra, because both of you play in orchestras. And unlike the strings, where there's lots of strings, you often see, just at the recent symphony concert, Nancy, there were four horns, I think. And each of you will have solos and have particular parts. And just tell us a little bit about the challenges of being, as a horn player, both a member of a big ensemble like an orchestra, but you're soloist in almost every piece at some point. It might just be a really short solo, but...
Yeah, Victor, why don't you talk about that?
Now I feel a lot of pressure. No, you know, even all winds and brass in an orchestra.
That's right.
Potentially become a solo instrument. The strings are the body of the orchestra, but the winds and brass carry a lot of responsibility. You could go through historical evolution of the horn and how, you know, how 1, 2, 3, 4 got in place. In all actuality, there's 5 parts, and the fifth is, like, for somebody like Nancy, who plays principal, is the most important person in the section, because they help the first horn. Every player has its role, and you know, it's just, everybody has their role, and I think that when you get in a symphony orchestra, the great thing about an orchestra is that the me tag is removed, and you become really like a cog in the machine. Really good orchestras have really good cog players. Not so good orchestras have too many soloists, and that's really kind of the way it goes. And I've been pretty fortunate where I am. And even here, when I was growing up in Las Cruces and playing, it was a lot of fun, and there was a lot of cogs. We were learning how to play in the orchestra. That was the great thing about being here in Las Cruces. This is where I learned how to play in an orchestra.
Yeah.
So.
And Dr. Gabby's going to be here.
And Dr. Gabby was,
you
know,
she's going to be here tonight.
I hope she's listening. I still remember a couple of things you told me.
There's several of my string colleagues that have, after a concert, come up to me and say, there is no way I could do what you do. And you know, I guess because the way we're brought up, I don't even think about it, but we are really are on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with a horn, it can be absolutely beautiful or not so much, you know? You've got the right finger down, you got the right pitch in your ear, and by golly, the wrong note can come slipping out of there.
It'll get there, but it just may not land in the center.
Now, Victor Valenzuela, do you still play in bands?
I do not play in, well, that's not true.
Or any other kind of band?
I do not play in any other kind of band, but I'm, you know, I teach at Pima Community College, which is just a notch under University of Arizona. We feed into that school, and I coach the bands. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you knew this, but one semester, I was the interim band director.
There you
while
go.
While they did a search. So... It's always been with me. It's always been with me. And
it's in his genes.
It's in my genes. Yeah, my father. And Yep.
So what's your favorite thing to do when you start to practice on a given day?
Hear a beautiful sound first thing out of the box.
Well, genuflect, first thing I do. But, you know, practicing for me after 22 years of playing in an orchestra has become funner and funner and more adventurous. You just never know what's around the corner. You never know what's going to happen. I was just telling Nancy, we had this really just incredibly crazy rehearsal last night in Tucson. And I got here and I was, whoo, that's kind of some puffy lips this morning, Mr. Victor. So every day's different. And that's the joy of playing not only music, but the horn. And I hope everybody, when they practice, has a good time like that. You know, have fun.
Yeah, I always said to my kids when they were little, I said the verb that we use for instruments is that we play the instrument.
That's right.
It is work, but yep. You have to have that element of play.
That's right.
And fun.
You do.
Yeah.
Fun is, it's if you can't have fun at it, this you're kind of defeating the purpose of being in the chair.
Yeah. I'm speaking with Nancy Joy and Victor Valenzuela. The concert is tonight at 7:30 at the Atkinson Recital Hall. It's a benefit for an endowed scholarship in honor of Dr. Warner Hutchison. And for those of you who remember Dr. Hutchison, he will be in the audience. It's wonderful because he was here recently for the Contemporary Arts Festival,
yes,
also in his honor. So it's nice to be bringing him back for a couple of
years. Absolutely. And we're doing two of the pieces that he arranged for the NMSU Corner Crew in 2000. So it's going to be exciting for us to play those pieces again for him. And we've got a wide variety of music. If you don't like the first piece, you will like the next one, I promise. If you don't like that one, you'll like the third one, because we have a wide variety.
Can you tell us a little bit about what's on the program?
Sure. Actually, one of my former professors at Wittenberg School of Music, Stephen Winteregg, wrote this fanfare for the NMSU Corner Crew.
Great
in writer. 1999. He's a wonderful published composer. We're actually doing a Prelude and Fugue by Bach. And then we're going to do one of Dr. Hutchison's arrangements. Then we're doing a piece that was written for us in 1999 by Samuel Holloman called Elegy at a Hero's Grave. And then we're
following... Who was also a professor here at New Mexico State.
He was, uh-huh, absolutely. And then we're doing another one of Dr. Hutchison's arrangements. And then we're featuring Victor on Oblivion by Piazzolla. And then we're doing an Old West medley, which I think you'll really enjoy. And then we're ending, the grand finale is Lights by Mark Schultz. And that'll be featuring Victor also.
Thank
awesome.
You, Nancy Joy, for coming in. Victor Valenzuela, lovely to have you. I hope
Thank
we'll
you.
See you here again. I have a quick question.
I think
it's a CD in our library with the Tucson Symphony that you played with Carlos Nakai. Is that the Tucson Symphony?
That's the Phoenix Symphony.
Oh, it is the
I
Phoenix Symphony.
I wish we could take care of it. But... you know, there's talks. Well, I shouldn't say. I don't know. There's talks of us doing some stuff with him. Again, we just did a work with him recently that was just written for him and the Phoenix Symphony, and it was a co-commission. He's great.
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's great. And if you just don't come out of there, you know, on cloud nine after all that Navajo flute, it's just the Native American flute's amazing.
Yeah, it's a beautiful
really great.
Instrument. I love that CD and wonderful collaboration.
Yeah.
Thanks so much to Nancy and Victor for coming
in.
Thank you so much.